let's get today's guest on then. 5 Brit Award nominations, 5 billion streams, 12 million global single sales, UK Christmas number one last year with Rock By, the longest number one of the year. 9 weeks it was at number one. Ciao Adios, 1 million copies sold and still counting. Silver Clef, Best Newcomer Award, and also Karate Champion!
Whoa, that was overwhelming. Aww. I need a minute.
So do I.
Can you believe you've achieved all that?
No, I can't believe it, actually. It's really mad hearing it.
We'll talk about the album in a bit. The single, though, first of all, with Marshmallow, Friends. Yeah. This song is about, like, you know, being friends. You just want to be friends. Mm-hmm. What signs, you know, that someone is romancing Emery, hopefully, you're not interested. What are the signs that make it obvious you are just friends? That's what you want.
Well, I think, like, when you call a mate, that's a big sign.
Oh,
you
thanks,
know?
Mate.
Cheers.
Thanks for that Valentine's card, mate.
I got these flowers and chocolates. Cheers, mate.
Yeah.
But they're around you in the cinema. Yeah, love you too, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's a strong sign. But sometimes people just don't get it.
Oh.
So I felt like this song was appropriate.
Yeah. This has been a whirlwind, this career. From outside, I mean, you've worked for years, you know, when you were, before you were even a teenager, you were on the London stage and all that stuff. For us, though, it seems like, here she is. What big, funny, most memorable things going wrong, maybe? They're just the moments, the little snapshots have you got?
I remember walking into my first meeting with the potential first manager, and he was like, oh, you can't wear that jumper in the meeting. Because it was like a £2 jumper from a charity shop.
Oh, no.
So, I might want to take that jumper off. It was a bit butters, to be honest, so I get it. But, yeah, that was probably quite funny. But it just made me want to wear more rubbish stuff, so...
I like it.
I'm that type of person who if someone tells me not to do something, I'm going to do it, even if I didn't want to do it. It's really annoying.
That's your rebellious side.
It's going to get you into trouble at some point, that, right?
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, touring with Rudimental was incredible. They're such great people, and it was so much fun. Touring with Ed was amazing, and the song with Clean Bandit. Oh, every memory is so good. Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun.
I bet you got into some trouble, you and Ed, when you were on tour.
Of course we did.
Oh, yes, that's what I like to hear. Right, go on, you've got to give us a story. There's got to be something.
A family-friendly one.
Yeah, family-friendly one.
I can't. I actually don't think there's any that I can say.
All right. In that case, I'll tell you what. Brilliant. You better introduce your song so we can play it for everybody then.
Hey, this is Anne-Marie on KMFM, and it's my new song, Friends, with Marshmallow.
It's KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Laura and our special guest, Anne-Marie.
I'm still here.
Yes.
Still here.
We're loving it. We're so glad you are still here.
You've talked to one of our colleagues, Andy, here before, and he was asking you about your auntie. You said, I've got an auntie in Kent, but you didn't know where she was. Have you subsequently found out where your auntie is?
Okay. I still don't know, and it's really bad.
This is brilliant. We were going to launch an appeal, weren't we?
We were going to ask you to describe her, and we were going to try and hunt down...
Well, it's easy to describe her. It's my mum's identical twin.
Oh,
okay. So what does she look like then? What are we looking for Amory's auntie?
She's got brown, green eyes. Dark hair.
Okay.
High cheekbones, very good cheekbones.
Oh, yeah, good. It runs in the family.
Her name's Vivian.
What does she like to do? What might we find her
She's
doing here?
She's very
in Kent?
Good at darts.
Oh, good at darts! Okay.
Wow, I was not expecting that.
from a childhood, all I remember is her being really great at darts.
Right. Okay. So we're looking for dart
this
playing
is the
auntie
weirdest
Viv.
Interview ever.
Playing Auntie Viv, right? If you know somebody of that description who you think might be Anne-Marie's auntie and you know whereabouts in Kent she is, let us know.
Let me know.
They're talking about Viv the Darts.
Send us a tweet, KMFM official. Have you seen Auntie Viv? That's what we need to know. That is what we need to know.
Oh, brilliant. Well, look, because the album is Speak Your Mind, Laura's going to just say some words to you and you're just going to speak your mind about them. You're just going to say the first thing you think about when you hear those words.
Okay,
here you go.
Okay, Ed Sheeran.
I was going to say ginger, but I'm going to say great.
Great.
Oh, that's
okay.
Nice. Another
amazing.
G word. I like it. Okay, Kent.
Auntie Viv.
Yes!
Where are you?
Auntie Viv. Where are you?
Okay, Marmite.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
And if they come to you and go, look, you are just the kind of brand ambassador we would need here at Marmite.
Oh, sorry, Marmite, no.
No, you wouldn't even. Hang on, I've got a £1 million cheque for you here, Emery.
All right, maybe, yeah.
We have a game. Actually, we've played it with your friend Ed Sheeran.
Yes, we have.
Okay. Now, when Ed played, he got a score of...
12.
12.
Oh, okay. He's good at that stuff, isn't he?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, we've had lots of others play. Yeah. Rita Ora had a go.
Yeah, Rita Ora had a go. She got 11.
Oh, that's good as well.
Louis Tomlinson, he got 13. Ollie Merzo, fellow Essex boy, he got 9.
Okay. Oh, all right.
So
I
you can beat that.
So you've got to represent for Essex here, really.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to give you 60 seconds, Anne-Marie, to play our game, Say It, and your time starts now.
Say It. Okay, it's a TV show about the little blue people.
Smurfs.
Yes, it's what comes out the sky when it's wet.
Rain.
Yes, it's what you might light to keep you cosy in the winter.
Candles. Fire.
Fire, yes. She's the female superhero, the really famous one. She hangs out with Superman.
Supergirl.
Sorry, the other one. She's in the film with Superman and Batman.
Jane.
Pass. Okay. It's what you have, not a shower. The other thing that's wet.
Bath.
Yes. It's what you fly in to go on holiday.
Plane.
Yes. They are Fred and Wilma, and they are in the cave times. Yes. It's what you put on your walls, not wallpaper. The other stuff to change
paint.
Your colour. Yes. It's what you walk on in your house. It's like soft stuff. It's a bit
carpet.
Like a
rug.
Yes. It's what you do. You sing. What are they that you sing?
Songs.
Yes. It's a film about the Disney character with really long hair. Rapunzel.
Frozen.
It's she's got it's if your hair gets all knotty, you would say it's it's like, you know, you've
pass.
It's the stuff that you earn when you've got a job. You
money.
Earn lots of
time out. You got money, all right.
The first one we passed on was Wonder Woman.
You were a bit rubbish there with your superheroes.
I was rubbish. But they are in a film together.
They are.
And then the second one you passed on was Tangled. That one was really
Tangled.
Hard.
She hasn't seen that one.
Right,
okay.
Let's see how you did. You got Smurfs 1, Rain 2, Fire 3, Bath 4, Aeroplane 5, Flintstone 6, Paint 7, Carpet 8, Song 9, Money 10!
You beat Ollie!
You beat Ollie
and you're level with Louisa and Paloma Faye.
Oh,
Come on! Very good, Anne-Marie.
Okay, right, the album Speak Your Mind is out on the 27th of April. The single with Marshmallow Friends is out right now. She's going to be with Ed on his European Stadium Tour. And she's got her own headline tour sold out across the UK, close at hand, at Roundhouse in London tomorrow night. If you're lucky enough to be going, it's going to be one hell of a night. There she is on KMFM Breakfast. Anne-Marie, everybody. Thanks, Anne-Marie.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thanks.